السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. صدق الله العظيم. I begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, our Creator, who has guided us to this, to the Deen of Islam, to this moment, to the recitation of the Qur'an. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very truthfully says in the Qur'an, وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ, that if it wouldn't have been for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance, we wouldn't have been guided. So just the mere fact that we are sitting here right now is a sign that we have been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this. So as always, I begin by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this opportunity of being here. Many of us have been here for many years. Many of us see each other week after week or month after month. And in some cases, even Ramadan after Ramadan. But regardless of when we see or meet each other, it's definitely a very great moment. It brings back a lot of good memories. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the guidance for as long as we live. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. I also want to take a moment after thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to thank the board of directors and the board of trustees, and especially the religious committee of this masjid. A few weeks ago, as many of you might have heard and probably know, I found out that my son, my newborn child, who inshallah I will bring down in a few moments, was ill. It was a Tuesday afternoon. We went in for a checkup the day after Labor Day, and we were admitted into the hospital, and we had no idea what was going to happen. That being said, I remember very well on Wednesday morning I sent an email to a few individuals on the board of directors, and I requested them that this year I will not be leading Salatul Taraweeh. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward these individuals, and they know who they are, and you know, dua is from the bottom of my heart for these and other individuals. I probably must have hit send, must have read an email or two, and within 3 or 4 minutes, literally 3 or 4 minutes, I had a reply immediately that said, don't worry, take care of yourself and your family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the entire board of directors. I do not say this because they are, you may consider them my employers, but the fact is that I am within a community, within individuals who definitely think about this and care for other individuals. And this is what builds a community. Caring for each other. We have to care for each other, regardless of who becomes ill, regardless of what situation befalls us. I was speaking to Dr. Salim a few moments ago, that one night we made an announcement for that brother, rahmatullahi alayh, who was shot and killed. The janazah was yesterday, and you know, I must have spent 30 seconds making the announcement that, you know, make sure you empty your wallets before I leave. I literally meant that, by the way. But alhamdulillah, the community came together and they literally did that. And within a few minutes, and I only found out this afternoon, Dr. Salim told me in the office, that alhamdulillah, we were able to collect a good amount of money. So much that the expenses of the funeral were able to be paid. By the way, passing away in this country is a adab within itself. $10,000 expense. I definitely wouldn't want to die here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all death in Medina Munawwara. But I definitely wouldn't want to die in this country. Because of the expenses. I wouldn't have that much. Not anything else. I'm quite content that alhamdulillah the graveyard here is just as good as anywhere else. But so that being said, you know, the community came together. And I think that's what really matters. There's times when we really, there are challenges. There are challenges. You know, individuals have challenges. Communities have challenges. And as Arif mentioned, this is our home. And our children do not listen to what we say, rather they look at what we do. And we have to come together in order to provide this education for our children. And to make sure that we are able to strive enough to prepare for our hereafter, and that's what really matters. I also would like to take a moment to thank the two Huffaz who joined us all the way from England, from Blackburn and Preston. For many of you, you might have not heard of these names before. I've been hearing of these names since I was a child, because half of my village lives in one and the other half lives in the other. And then the other half lives in different parts of the world. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. As I mentioned earlier, and many of you may know or may not know, Hafiz Khalid is a cousin of mine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him and make matters for his grandfather easy for him as well, who happens to be quite ill and has been hospitalized since the first of Ramadan. So obviously the family is going through many challenges. And last but not least, I'd like to thank the entire community for being there for all of us, and especially for me at a time when I really needed the community. I had a Jewish rabbi. You know, obviously, you know, pastors, priests, they tend to frequent the hospitals. That's part of what they do. As I was seated once in the hospital on the 7th floor with many individuals, oh by the way, you know, the last surgery, if you would have come to the hospital after the surgery, there was about 30 people on that floor. You know, by the way, it just so happened that everyone had a thobe on, most of the individuals had a beard. It just so happened that there was a case of a child abuse, so there was about 7 police officers on that floor as well, and some people actually thought that the police officers were there for us. So I would like to really, from the bottom of my heart, and so this Jewish rabbi, at one point while he was visiting someone else and he saw me there, he said, "What are you doing here?" And I said, Dana, his name is Dana, very great individual. I told him, I said, "You know, I have a son that's quite ill." And he, at that point, didn't say anything. He made a small prayer. He went home, sends me an email, and says that I'm quite content that with the number of people that I saw there, I'm pretty sure that you have a lot of strength and support from your community. And to me, not only as an individual, but as an imam and a leader of a community, that meant a lot to me. That meant a lot. Because there's a leader of another community who was able to see that there is a community that we live amongst that are there for each other. And that means a lot. That means a lot. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of us and all of you. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. I also want to take a moment to ask everyone for forgiveness. There have been times in the course of the last many years that I have been here, especially within the last few weeks, that I have snapped at individuals. Isn't that the term we use? Snapping at individuals. Might have been at young children, might have been at their mothers or their fathers, and might have been at other individuals. I ask you from the bottom of my heart to please forgive me. And if there is something that I have done, and for some reason if you can't get yourselves to forgive me, please come and see me. Let me know what I can do to get your forgiveness. Because I definitely don't want to stand in front of my Creator in a state where someone comes and takes away my rewards from me. None of us want to be in that state. So please do forgive me for what I may have said, for what I may have done, whatever it may be. Please forgive me. And I know there are certain individuals whom I have been a little harsh. Please do forgive me from the bottom of your heart. And I have forgiven everyone from the bottom of my heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for each other.
Amen.
Increase our love for each other. You know, this sense of community is very strong. And we have to keep this in mind. Because many of us don't have family here. You know, this is our family, this is our support, and we need to look out for each other. And I also want to take a moment to thank some of our young children. You know, I'm between a rock and a hard spot here right now. So Brother Yaqub says I should let you go because the snacks are ready. Brother Mushtaq says don't let them go. Because I've been informed that we only have... Well, alhamdulillah, I should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this first. But then also keep in mind, okay, we have alhamdulillah now $36,000. We are a few thousand dollars short of our target and our goal. Please do reach inside your hearts. It's a moment of acceptance. We will not become poor by giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I was mentioning, I would really like to thank some of the younger children as well who have stood next to their parents and prayed Salatul Taraweeh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you and reward you. That being said, let us make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our efforts.
Amen.
And may He subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us strong and firm.
Amen.
Wherever we may be.
Amen.
Whenever we may be.
Amen.
And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our du'as.
Amen.
And fulfill all of our needs.
Ameen.
Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimeen.